Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Limits, everything okay back in the home studio today? What's happening? Any Christmas parties? What's going on there?
So the donuts arrived a little bit late, and by the time I got to them, they were pretty much all taken, but I was able to have a chocolate one, and that did make me happy.
A very touching moment occurred one Friday when Ron saved a cheese Danish for me.
Wow.
He put a napkin over it on a plate because he got there at 5:30 a.m. to play solitaire on his computer every morning until the show. And
very kind of him.
And it was very kind because they were always gone. And those are my favorites, the cheese Danishes. And Ron presented me with a cheese Danish that he had saved just for me. It was a nice holiday moment.
How was it?
I remember. Delicious. Oakmont Bakery. Are you kidding? Unbelievable. You know what that music signifies? It's time for Everybody Loves Raymond. Ray Fittipaldo of the Post-Gazette. You can find his stuff at postgazette.com. Ray, let's talk TJ Watt. We're not going to get any type of surprise appearance at practice Friday, are we? I mean, are you considering him basically out for Sunday along with Herbig?
Yeah, I am, Joe. I know he was in the building yesterday, so that's obviously a good sign. But I do not think he's going to play in Detroit. So I think, you know, everything after that points to perhaps him returning for the Cleveland game. And it's just it's a tough situation for the Steelers this week. At outside linebacker, Nick Herbig hasn't practiced yet either with that hamstring. So they're down to Jack Sawyer and Alex Highsmith and now Jeremiah Moon, who was signed off Carolina's practice squad yesterday. So they're thinning a little bit at outside linebacker.
Derek Harmon, good to go, Ray?
He is, and he's coming back to his hometown, so I'm sure he's going to be fired up to play in front of friends and family. And he's missed the last 3 games with a knee injury. And, you know, when you think about it, guys, your pass rush from the edges probably going to be limited in this game. So I think this is a big game for Cam Hayward and for Derek Harmon and Keanu Benton. You got to find a way to pressure Jared Goff somehow, at the very least get him off his spot. Hit him a couple of times, and if it's not going to come from the traditional sources, from the edges like the Steelers normally pressure teams, it's got to come from the inside. And if they don't get any pressure at all, it's going to be a tough game because the Lions are the top scoring team in the NFL, averaging right around 31 points per game. They've just been a juggernaut all season. I know their record and their playoff standing isn't what they thought it was going to be, but their offense is every bit as advertised.
So what do you think we see, Ray, from Jack Sawyer? How do you think that goes, and who's first up behind him, Bad Moon Rising or DeMarvin Leal?
Well, I would imagine since Moon was signed to the 53-man roster that he's probably going to definitely be in uniform. And I think Leal, I meant to check on this earlier in the week, I think Leal only has one elevation left. So this will be the final time they could elevate him. So I don't know if they want to save that or, you know, what the reason was they didn't sign him to the 53. But obviously Moon has been in the system before. He actually started a game last season. I forget the circumstance where he had to start, but he started one game for the Steelers last season. You know, in terms of Jack Sawyer, he's a big edge setter. He could set the edge for the run game. He's making the transition from college to D-end, the 3-4 outside linebacker. You know, they're really happy with his development, but, you know, he hasn't had the exposure, you know, to this point where, you know, you would feel really, really comfortable with him playing an entire game. I think last week was his season high in snaps. It was 28, was around 56% of the snaps. So obviously had a bigger role last week, and it'll be an even bigger role this week with Watt and Herbig likely out of the lineup.
Was that the Vegas game, Ray, that Jeremiah Moon started in? I remember them having some edge rusher injuries in that one.
You know, it might have been Donnie. I was also thinking about the Raiders game last year when Zach Frazier popped up on the injury report, because they won that game with Ryan McCollum at center, and Zach Frazier did not play in that game. So I definitely was thinking about that yesterday. You might be right about Moon in that game. And seems like it's always the case with the Steelers and injuries at outside linebacker, whether it's Highsmith or Herbig. And, you know, really for the first time since 2022, we're talking about it with T.J. Watt now. So just a lot of bad timing and bad luck late in the season here for the Steelers. And we'll see if they can get through it here on Sunday with, you know, without getting hit too much up on defense.
What's your feeling on Frazier after he popped up on there yesterday?
Donnie, I don't know. They're just heading out to the practice field now. So, you know, we'll have a much better idea in a few hours. I'm assuming Frazier will talk if he does practice. Obviously, if he doesn't practice, I don't think he's going to play. So we should know by mid-afternoon, or at the very least, you know, the Steelers typically get out that injury report by 4 or 5 on most weekdays. So we'll have a better idea in a few hours here.
Ray, I know like you, like me, I should say, and a lot of others, we've got a little bit back and forth on whether we think the Steelers will survive and win the division and get in the playoffs this year. What's your general feel right now? Do they have a finishing kick?
Yeah, you know, the percentages are in their favor, and like one of the reasons I feel really good about it is because the Ravens have a difficult road, and the last game of the season is at home against the Ravens. So I think no matter which way you look at it, I think it would be an upset if the Steelers didn't find a way to get into the postseason given those circumstances. You know, Joe, you never want it to come down to a Week 18 against your rival. You would much rather have it sewn up by then, but the Ravens are going to have something to say about that. We'll see what they do Sunday night against the Patriots. The Patriots are playing for a lot too, and the Packers the following week at home in Green Bay are also going to be playing for a lot. So the Ravens have an uphill climb. You know, the Steelers obviously trying to get through this stretch here, get healthy at the right time. But I think the Ravens' road to the postseason is really the chief reason why I feel a lot of optimism about the Steelers and their chances.
Ray, back to the offensive line for a moment. Pretty fair to assume that Dylan Cook will get another start. I mean, he deserves it after what he did on Monday.
Yeah, and Pete hasn't really come back to the point from that concussion where I think they would feel comfortable playing him. And as you mentioned, Dylan Cook had a really strong game. So I think they're going to ride the hot hand there. You know, pass pro has been really good here in the second half of the season for the Steelers. Dylan Cook is good in pass pro. I think, I don't want to say that's the least of their worries because he was on the practice squad just a month ago. But when you look at this game specifically, you got Sayamalu's injury to worry about. He hasn't practiced yet. And now you have Frazier's injury to worry about. So that's, you know, that's kind of where I am on that. I think Dylan Cook will be just fine. I am a little bit worried about the interior if one or both of those guys cannot go.
Yeah, so what will that offensive line look like from left to right if both Frazier and Sayamalu are out?
Well, I mean, that would just throw a big wrench into things. They would have to go with Ryan McCollum at center. So McCollum would take over for Frazier. And then you would be forced to play Spencer Anderson at left guard. And then I don't know what you would do with Jumbo tight end. You know, they brought up that Driscoll last week from the practice squad to the active roster, I suppose. You know, they could try that. But that's not what they want to do. I think I mentioned it on the evening show last night. You know, they were kind of debating, okay, do we play McCollum at left guard and just have Spencer Anderson concentrate on being the extra tight end rather than just having him go from guard to tight end? That's a little bit difficult. So, you know, they had some options on what they were going to do, but now these injuries just kind of changed the whole landscape of the game. And, you know, we'll see which direction they're going to go. I think a lot of it will have to do with Frazier, but obviously not an ideal situation for Arthur Smith and his offensive staff as they try to plan out this game.
Ray Fittipaldo, the Post Gazette. Read his stuff at postgazette.com. Ray, tell us about this team meeting, this defensive meeting they had after the Chicago debacle. What was said there? What difference has that meeting made? I mean, it didn't make any the next week because they got destroyed by the Bills, but something seems to have happened there, no?
Yeah, I was about to say it did a whole lot of good against the Bills. I don't know. I'm always a little bit skeptical of, like, closed-door player meetings. I do think they happen more than we realize. I think, you know, Patrick Queen kind of spilled the beans there, so I'm sure that's not the first time that they've met privately without the coaches this year. But to your point, I think to Patrick's point, they were getting to a point there where it was like the point of no return. Either you were going to go in the tank defensively after that Buffalo game, or you were going to respond. And they've really responded well against both the Ravens and the Dolphins. You know, the Dolphins game was, you could make an argument that was their best defensive game of the season until those two garbage time touchdowns that, you know, Tua led them to late. So whatever they're doing, it's been working. And, you know, I give the players credit and the coach's credit for coming back after that debacle against the Bills.
It's a Football Friday with Greensburg's own Donnie Football, brought to you by Smale Kia, Route 30 in Greensburg. We got a lot of treats ahead. We have a numbers game. We have a quiz show. We have Nick Kostos. I don't even remember the bet we made with him last week. Did we win it? Anybody
you did.
Remember?
You bet on Bo Nix again.
Oh, that's right. I got you guys another free lunch, Donnie, unless we want a triple down this week.
No, that was to make sure that we tied Nick because we were trailing.
Then let's pick one this week. Maybe we can come to a consensus. He'll join us at noon. But right now it's Ray Fittipaldo, brought to you by the Western PA injury attorneys, Larry Kelly and Joe George from LGKG, your home team.
Ray, you spoke of the debacle against the Bills, and it absolutely was that. It was very, a lot of animosity in that building on that afternoon. The Steelers have gotten up off the mat after that, but I also felt like at that time and place, everything that was done by the fans was pretty justified. Has that, you feel like that in an odd way has been a motivating factor, not only for Mike Tomlin, but also for the guys on the 53?
I don't think so. I know Jalen Ramsey talked about it last week, and everyone in that locker room is going to have their coaches back in that situation, but I don't know. I think you're in a world of trouble if you're a player and you're counting on the fans chanting for Mike Tomlin's job as the thing that gets you over the top to save your season. You know, I don't believe in that. But here's something to look at in this game in Detroit. the Lions are kind of like in a similar situation. You think about where the Lions are, the number one seed in the NFC last season, their playoff hopes hanging by a thread going into this game. If things go bad for them early in this game, the Steelers can take the crowd right out of it. So this is really an interesting game from that standpoint. You know, I don't think Dan Campbell's job is in trouble or anything, but it's just funny how the NFL is. You know, the Lions were really, really good last season, had a chance to go to the Super Bowl. They kind of blew it. Everyone was picking them to go to the Super Bowl again this year, and here they are fighting for their playoff lives and in Week 16. So it's just interesting how that goes for every team in the NFL. I think you can talk about these situations with almost every coach in the NFL at some point during the season.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
It seems like the Steelers have gotten past it with Tomlin, but obviously there's still 3 games to go, and they still got to secure that postseason berth before I think the fans really take a step back and stand out.
Ray, I'd like to interject with a trivia question, and there is a steak dinner on the line for Donnie and Limits, and you can be their lifeline. Are you ready for this?
Sure, yeah.
Who is the Steelers' all-time leader in fumble recoveries? Anybody? Discuss amongst yourselves. I'll give you 5 seconds. Use Ray as a lifeline if you like. Donnie, Limits?
Ray, how strongly do you feel about this?
I'm trusting you, Limits, because I can't see you not to go on your computer.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm guessing it's a 70s Steeler, though, if I had to take a guess, Donnie.
All right, take your guesses. 5, 4.
Go ahead, Ray.
Ray, your thoughts?
I'm gonna say Donnie Shell.
Donnie?
I will go with LC Greenwood.
Oh, Donnie, that was actually my pick, too.
Wonder Twin?
I'm going to say LC Greenwood as well.
My wallet is safe. It was a trick question. The all-time leader in fumble recoveries is Ben Roethlisberger with 40.
You idiot.
You idiot. I think that's a great question, Ray. Is it not?
It sucks. I'm not putting that on the quiz show. You would have yelled at me.
No, I wouldn't have. That's a great question, I think, Donnie.
It's a clever question.
Yeah. What, Ray?
Austin usually puts me in charge of the trivia questions on Friday, and I stump you guys.
So I usually ask for one question from Ray to spice things up. Ray, maybe I'll do the same today. I already have the quiz show done, actually.
Well, hit me up next week. We'll do it next week.
Okay. Donnie, your turn. I just thought I would interject with a little levity there.
Ray, were you at that infamous Thanksgiving game in 98?
No, I was not, but I was there in 2017 when Juju caught that 98-yard touchdown. So that was a fun game to cover. Matthew Stafford was the quarterback for the Lions, and part of that special 2017 season. I know the Steelers didn't finish it, but that was a 13-3 team, and that was a fun team to cover. A lot of big games, and that Lions game and that play especially is something that I remember from that last trip to the Motor City.
Ray just spoiled one of the questions on the quiz show, so maybe he can send me one.
Oh, no.
Wait, what was your question?
You were going to ask who had that long touchdown?
It was going to be who has the longest reception in Steelers history in a game that occurred in Detroit, and it's the Juju one, yeah.
Yes, but it was 97 yards, not 98,
correct,
as Ray reported.
It was 97.
Sorry, Joe.
It's okay.
Which also tied with what he did the very next year in Denver. He also had a 97-yard touchdown in that 2018 season. Joe told me yesterday, Ray, that he went down on the elevator with Matthew Stafford and his wife after that game.
Yes, I did, Ray. I remember there being a great spread at that game when I arrived at the whatever that place, Ford Field, and it was an incredible atmosphere, and Le'Veon Bell and Juju did a wild touchdown celebration. And then afterward, I asked Tomlin, hey, when you drafted Juju, did you know he had this kind of speed to go 97 on a play? I don't remember what he said. And then I rode the elevator down, and there was Matthew Stafford and his wife. It was quite a memorable occasion for you two.
Oh, were they hawking mattresses at that point, or was that still on the horizon?
I don't know. I don't remember. It was just he was an unhappy man in those days because he used to play well like that night and never win.
How about last night? 500 yards. And,
what a game.
They lose that. Hey, guys, whether the Rams are the one seed or the five or the six or the seven, they're going to be my pick to come out of the NFC. They're just a really, really good football team.
Ray, have you ever seen a play like that on the two-point conversion from last night?
No. That just goes to show you can watch football your entire life, and that's why the game is so great. You can see something crazy like that happen. It definitely was behind the line. And then it just, you know, obviously deflected forward off versus helmet. The big thing in that one was, like, why wasn't the play blown dead on the field? Like, why was Charbonnet allowed to, continue that after the review? That was just a weird play how the whole thing unfolded from an officiating standpoint. But I guess we're used to that in the NFL, too.
I could not imagine if that happened in a Steelers game what the reaction would be. I mean, I thought the Jesse James game was bad enough. Imagine if that happened.
I know. I've never seen anything like that.
And a team tied them and then went into overtime. Ray, another one that I have when it comes to the Lions offense, it feels like for me there are very few players in the league that are as dangerous as Jahmyr Gibbs.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, 1,100 yards rushing, and he's a good receiver out of the backfield, too, and that guy can take it to the distance on you. So, you know, we've been talking about the run defense and how it improved against the Dolphins, and it did. I mean, but you guys have watched this defense over the course of the entire season. There's not really any consistency there with the run defense. So, I'm sure Terrell Austin and Mike Tomlin have a plan for that, but I'm sure the fans are going to be biting their fingernails, too, because it hasn't always really turned out all that well for the run defense. But it has against top runners. Jonathan Taylor, last week against the Dolphins, they've done a really good job against some of the top backs in the league. We'll see if they can continue that against Gibbs and Montgomery.
On the flip side, what is the breakdown between Gainwell and Warren, or at least what's your expectation of the breakdown going into Sunday?
Well, I mean, Warren was sick last week, so I think that's why they leaned on Gainwell a little bit more. He delivered as he always does, but I don't think their roles are going to change for this game just because Gainwell had that great game. Like, things didn't change a whole heck of a lot when Gainwell had the great game in Ireland because Warren couldn't go. So they really have their set rotation there. They love Gainwell on third downs. They love him in different situations, and Warren has kind of been their guy who's their first and second down running back. So I don't think that's going to change, but I think Gainwell's play this year, he's got to be one of their first priorities of the offseason. They got to try to find a way to sign him to another contract because he's a really good fit for Arthur's offense, and Arthur obviously is going to be back next year, assuming Mike Tomlin is back, and we all think that's going to happen as well. So why not get him one of his favorite players back in the fold? I think that's going to be something we're talking about right after the season ends. How do you sign Kenny Gainwell, and what's the price tag going to be?
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And check this out, the Assisted Goals Foundation helping keep kids in hockey. Join us December 27th and 28th at the RMU Island Sports Center Garden Rink during the Nutcracker Tournament for an equipment sale. Shop discounted used gear from 11 to 4 each day. Sale proceeds help support annual scholarships. Thanks to partners Played Again Sports, Cranberry Township, the Assisted Goals Foundation, helping keep kids in hockey. Donnie, may I engage Ray in a game of free association?
Yes, you may.
You ready, Ray?
I am ready, Joe.
Give me a score and an MVP of this game.
Lions 41, Steelers 38, and I'll go with Jared Goff.
Holy ostrich milk. Who wins the AFC North?
Steelers.
Who wins the Ravens Pats game?
I'm going to go Pats.
Who will the Steelers play in the first round of the playoffs at home?
Buffalo.
Who's the MVP of the NFL this year?
Man, Josh Allen is making a charge again, but it might end up being Drake May.
Who's the MVP of the Steelers, in your humble opinion?
Well, given the way he's played the last 2 weeks, I'm back to picking Aaron Rodgers for that.
Who's going to win the Super Bowl, in your humble opinion?
I think I'm leaning towards the NFC right now, and I'm probably going to have to go Rams.
I mispronounced A-Chan as A-Chain all week. Is there a way that we can gently coerce you to pronounce Adam Thielen's name, Adam Thielen, instead of Thielen?
Adam Thielen. How's that?
All right, Donnie, give it up. Give it up.
I know that was a big topic last week after I hung up.
Over under on MVS TDs in this game, 0.5.
Under.
Jack Sawyer sacks, 0.5.
Under.
Longest run for Gibbs, over under 50.5.
I'll go under.
Gainwell or Warren, more touches?
I'll go Warren.
Leal or Bad Moon Rising, more snaps?
Bad Moon Rising.
And who goes for it more on fourth down, Kneecap Campbell or the newfound swashbuckler Mike Tomlin, who went for it 3 times in the first half, the most in his whole career last game?
Yeah, I looked it up. You know, Campbell's only done it 27 times this year. Tomlin is now up to 16, but I'm still going Kneecap. He's the riverboat gambler.
Thank you, Ray. Donnie, any further questions?
Ray, what time estimation do you plan on getting out there?
I think we are going to leave like around 10:30, 11, so we should be there by 3 or 4, hopefully.
Are you leaving on Sunday or tomorrow?
No, Saturday,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say. If you
Who
could,
drives?
If you're pulling a Cabali if you're getting there at 3 o'clock on the game day.
Is the Batconian Mongoose driving?
I think the Baconia Mongoose is going separately. I think it's just going to be myself and Mr. Dulac for the ride out. So,
who does the Mongoose go with?
I think Mongoose sometimes goes with the Fabo. Sometimes he hitches a ride with somebody else. He's got, you know, it's Christmas week. He's got kids. He's probably got cookies with Santa or something like that.
Yeah, he might be in the Fabo Harner rig tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah, Batco's already hit me up about, I mean, I'm going out there with my buddies this weekend, Ray, so I will let you know what we have going on tomorrow night like I have in the past. Batco's already been asking me about hitting up some casinos out there.
Nice! You never know where the Mongoose shows up. Yeah, that's big. Thank you, Ray.
Sitting at the table together.
Thanks, all right, Ray. Guys, you have a good weekend. All right, see ya.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.